As much as it feels like Jesus might be talking about the end of a school year, a little while and you will see me, and a little while longer you won't see me, and then in a little while you will see me, he is obviously talking about his ascension and the outpouring of the Holy Spirit. But I'd like to focus more on the first reading today because it poses an interesting question. When is it that we could say we've done all we can to bring about conversion and we're going to move on? Because that's exactly what happens when we look carefully today at the reading we had. Silas and Timothy have been speaking. Paul is speaking as well. He's been staying there, but they oppose him. They revile him. And so he said, "Too bad for you. Your blood be on your hands. I am clear of responsibility. From now on, I will go to the Gentiles." When is it that we could feel free to say, "I think I've done all I can here. I need to move on"? Now, I wish I had a wonderful answer this morning, but the answer really lies in the work of the Holy Spirit. For as much as there are instances like this today where we hear that it's time to move on, there are other instances, both in the scriptures and in our Christian history, where the persistence of someone paid off in the end. What immediately comes to mind are the prayers and the perseverance of St. Monica for her son, Augustine, in terms of practicing the faith. And so it's not an easy question, but it is couched in what Jesus promises us, that in so many things, the thing that really remains important to us is that the Spirit is coming, that Jesus has given to us the total outpouring of the Trinity, and in that regard, we have the ability to do great things.